AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Deep sadness, grief, and anger followed the shooting deaths of nine people inside historically black Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina.
We pray for the family, Father God. They got a long road ahead.
A prayer circle held outside the church last night. Six women and three men, including pastor and state senator Clementa Pinckney, killed as they were holding a prayer meeting at the church. Charleston Police Chief Gregory Mullen has released images from a surveillance video showing the shooting suspect.
He is a white male. He's a younger white male. We're estimating between 21 and 25 years of age. He's approximately 5'9" in height.
Investigators say the suspect stayed inside the church for nearly an hour before opening fire. After nearly a foot of rain in Houston, what's left of Tropical Storm Bill remains a threat for the north and east. Forecasters say 3 to 8 inches of rain could fall from Oklahoma to Illinois by the end of the week. Arkansas Emergency Management spokesman Rick Fair.
Our ground is saturated. Our rivers and lakes are full, much like they are in Texas and Oklahoma. And so the flooding threat is the biggest threat we face.
A toddler is missing in Oklahoma. Police in Ardmore say a relative of the 2-year-old tried to get the child away from a flooded creek when the child ran the other way and was swept away by the high water. Prices jumped 0.4% last month, the biggest consumer increase in more than 2 years. Labor Department says a more than 10% increase in gasoline prices, the largest in 6 years, is to blame. When energy and food increases are backed out, the so-called core inflation rate was up just 0.1%. Little optimism among Eurozone finance ministers meeting today in Luxembourg. Greece will default on its debts on the 30th of this month unless budget cuts and austerity measures can be taken. This is AP Radio News. McDonald's is cutting some fat this year. Sandy Kozel explains.
The burger chain that puts supersize into the American vernacular is slimming down. For the first time in more than 40 years, McDonald's plans to close more restaurants in the U.S. than it opens. A spokeswoman for the world's biggest hamburger chain declined to provide a specific figure, but said the reduction would be minimal compared with its 14,300 U.S. locations. McDonald's executives have recently admitted that an overly complicated menu led to inaccurate orders and longer wait times, and that they failed to keep pace with changing tastes. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A 6-year-old Massachusetts boy raises $25,000 for cancer research by playing 100 holes of golf in one day in memory of a classmate who died of the disease. Ryan McGuire of Foxborough completed the golf marathon yesterday, playing in honor of his kindergarten buddy, Danny Nickerson, who died in April of a rare and inoperable brain cancer. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.